In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The life of St. Francis of Assisi is a beautiful life in the best sense of the word. He loved nature, and today he would be a great ecologist to defend it from so many attacks. St. Francis is the holy friend of animals. God gave him, among other supernatural gifts, that of being able to have a natural dominion over animals, who followed him as a friend and without fear. He also received other gifts from God, such as the wounds of Christ, the gift of performing miracles, and even resurrecting the dead. His preaching was more by example than by words, and he founded the Franciscan order, which is one of the most glorious in the Church. He wanted to live the gospel in all its radicality, and therefore, he wanted to follow Christ, following the gospel to the letter, living in extreme poverty, having nothing of his own, as Jesus teaches. May his path of peace, forgiveness, and love encourage us to follow in his footsteps and be true followers of Jesus. A boy of barely 7 years old, the son of a notary from the city of Rome, wanted to follow his mother, a behavior very typical of children, who went to the church of St. Mark. When she forced him to stay at home, he threw himself out of a palace window, and he instantly died. The mother, who was not very far, upon hearing the sound of the blow, suspecting that her son had fallen, hurried back, and realizing that her son died in such a regrettable accident, she immediately reproached herself. The mother, with painful screams, startled the entire neighborhood, moving them to lament. A brother of the Order of Friars Minors, who was going to preach and at that moment was passing by, approached the child and, full of faith, said to the mother, "Do you think that the saint of God, Saint Francis, for the love that he always had for Christ, who died on the cross to bring men back to life, can he resurrect your son?" The mother replied that she firmly believed it and confessed it with faith, and that she would place herself forever at the service of the saint if by his merits he managed to obtain such great grace from God. That brother prostrated himself with his companion in an attitude of prayer, exhorting all those present to pray with her. After the prayer, the boy began to yawn slightly. Then he opened his eyes and raised his arms. Immediately, he stood up by himself and walked before everyone, fully restored, restored to life and health by the marvelous power of the saint. In the town of Sessa Aurunca in Italy, when a house suddenly collapsed, a young man was buried under the rubble and instantly died on the spot. Alerted by the noise of the collapse, men and women came from everywhere, removing wood and stones, and found the body of the young man. They handed him over to his mother. She was submerged in bitter sobs. She exclaimed as she could with a mournful voice, "Saint Francis, Saint Francis, give me back my son." But not only she, but all those around her ardently implored Saint Francis of Assisi. As no movement or voice was noticeable in the deceased young man, they placed him on the bed awaiting burial the next day. But the mother, who had confidence in our Lord Jesus Christ through the merits of St. Francis of Assisi, made a vow to cover the altar of St. Francis with a new tablecloth if he would bring her son back to life. Suddenly, towards midnight, the young man began to yawn, and he got up alive and well and burst into words of praise. And he also moved the clergy, who had gathered to praise and give thanks with joy to God and to St. Francis of Assisi. Near Benevento in Italy, a lady of noble lineage, and even more noble for her virtues, had a particular devotion to St. Francis of Assisi and showed him a lot of reverence. She died at sunset, and her burial was postponed until the next day to allow time for her relatives to come. At night, the clergy arrived to celebrate the funeral and sing the matins. A multitude of men and women surround the deceased in prayer. Suddenly, in full view of everyone, the woman gets up on the bed and calls one of the priests present, who was her godfather, and says, "Father, I want to confess. Hear my sin. Because I have died and I should be locked up in a dark jail for not having confessed the sin that I will reveal to you. But St. Francis of Assisi, to whom I have always been very devoted, has prayed for me, and it has been granted to me to return to the body to be able to confess and obtain forgiveness for my sin. As soon as I have confessed it to you, I will go in your sight to the promised rest. Trembling, she confesses to the priest, who also was trembling for her, and having received her absolution, she lies back on the bed and falls asleep happily in the Lord. Saint Francis was not a priest, he was only a deacon, but he dearly loved Jesus present in the Eucharist and highly respected priests. He burned with fervor, which penetrated him to the marrow, for the sacrament of the body of the Lord, admiring his condescending face and his condescending charity. He loved to hear at least one Mass every day. He took communion frequently and with such devotion, which he taught to others as well. He had great reverence for what is worthy of all reverence, and he offered the sacrifice of all the members, and upon receiving the body of Christ, he also sacrificed his soul in the fire that burned continually on the altar of his heart. This is why he loved France, for being a devotee of the body of the Lord, and he wanted to die there, out of the reverence in which they held the sacred mystery. He sometimes wanted to send brothers around the world to carry precious ciboriums, so that wherever they saw that he was indecently placed in the price of redemption, they would reserve him in the most chosen place. He wanted the hands of the priest to be held in great veneration, to which the divine power to carry it out has been granted. He often said, "If I happen to meet at the same time with some saint who comes from heaven and with a poor priest, I would come forward to pay my respects to the priest and run to kiss his hands, and I would say, 'Hey, St. Lawrence, wait,' because his hands touch the word of life and possess something that is above the human." St. Francis of Assisi said, "We must frequently visit the churches and venerate and revere the clergy, not so much for themselves if they are sinners, but for their office and for the administration of the most holy body and blood of Christ. I strongly advise you to kindly receive in his holy commemoration the body and the most holy blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. I beg all of you, brothers, to manifest publicly all the reverence and all the honor that is possible to the most holy body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ." He also recommended that his brothers always honor the cross of Christ wherever they see it. The Tau, the Greek T, was for him the preferred among the signs of the cross. With it, he sealed letters and marked the walls of the small cells. And the man of God who called himself Pacific, favored with heavenly visions, saw with his own eyes on the forehead of St. Francis of Assisi a great sign of multicolored tau, which shone with gleams of gold. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.